WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey hits a milestone today, 2.5 months after the state first started to administer the COVID-19 vaccines. According to Governor Murphy, over 2 million doses have been administered since December 15th.
This includes nearly 1.35 million first doses and more than 690,000 second doses.
Whether the state will reach its goal of vaccinating 70% of its population by summer remains to be seen, but with Johnson & Johnson expected to start delivering their vaccine this week, Murphy says having a third highly effective vaccine in our toolkit is a game changer. To start, the state expects to receive 70,000 doses of the J&J vaccine. Murphy doesn't know how much supply is expected to ship after that. With the big announcements on vaccine rollout and eligibility today, Governor Murphy not inclined to make any further declarations on reopening. But other states are starting to lift more restrictions as we start the month of March and the spring draws near. Yet, health experts are resisting that, saying we need to stay vigilant. Here in Jersey, a slight spike is predicted with emerging virus variants. Will Senate Democrats in Washington come together on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which could put $1,400 more in the pockets of many Americans? Or will haggling over a minimum wage boost derail the effort? Dems have no wiggle room to split. They need every vote to pass the bill if no Republicans support it. A Jersey City police officer has been accused of driving to Atlantic City in order to sexually assault two young girls.
The state attorney general says 34-year-old Stephen Wilson of Bayonne had condoms and more than $500 cash with him when he was arrested Friday in a parking area in Atlantic City. Investigators say Wilson used an app to connect with adults through an incest chat group and arranged to pay in order to sexually assault an 8- and 10-year-old. Wilson is charged with first-degree conspiracy to commit human trafficking, second-degree attempted aggravated sexual assault, and endangering the welfare of a child. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It was a long-running family feud that turned deadly last spring. A longtime state corrections officer, authorities say, killed by an 18-year-old armed with a stun gun and knives, who has said he was acting in self-defense. But now, Zachary Latham, formerly of Vineland, is indicted on reckless manslaughter and other charges in the death of 51-year-old William Durham Sr. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Windy and cold into tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Trusted, reliable, honest. Depend on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 3:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Still a good idea to avoid the eastern spur of the turnpike. The problems on the southbound side coming down towards 15X. A flipped over tractor trailer. It's blocking the right lane and also the ramp from the Alexander Hamilton service area. And so this is a real mess. You definitely want to go with the western spur instead. And it's also causing delays on 495 west away from the Lincoln Tunnel trying to get to the turnpike eastern spur. If you're bound for the Holland Tunnel going east on 78, it's more construction today in two lanes, also impacting the 109 approach. So it's not good, leaving New Jersey at the Holland. Meanwhile, the traffic on 109 is jammed up in Linden. Southbound traffic down to Southwood Avenue. 287 roadwork in the right lane south at exit 47. Route 22 east in Union on the crowded side. And watch for delays of Route 9 north in Sayreville. And both ways in through Lakewood. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. We have Quaker Road closed off. It's flooding issues, of course, and that's closed off in the spot where the gates are at Nassau Park and in towards Princeton. Magnolia 30, that's Whitehorse Pike eastbound at Evesham Avenue. We have some road work that is set up for the midday. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 3:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 700 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 3:05.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you and your part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our five-day forecast. The latest technology combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecasts let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
08 now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
skies are clearing out and drying out this afternoon, and now we batten down the hatches for a big burst of wind and cold tonight. Gusts will max out between 40 and 50 miles an hour from late this evening through early tomorrow morning. That's enough to blow around your garbage can and small branches, too. The wind will carry in colder air, so temperatures nosedive overnight. We bottom out around 20 degrees tomorrow morning, with the wind chill probably approaching the single digits. Tomorrow stays blustery despite sunshine. We'll only reach highs in the mid-30s with a continuing brisk wind. The Arctic blast, though, only lasts a day. Wednesday looks fantastic with sunny skies, lighter winds, and highs jumping into the lower 50s. We'll scale back to the 40s again on Thursday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Toms River, 48 degrees. Belleville, 47. Pennington, 46. New Jersey, 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.